Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
I want to actually do this because you never know who's watching the show. And it's actually interesting here that I actually have on here the brother Ace Metaphor actually what? Just entered
the chat.
It just entered the video.
That's crazy.
And I think he wants to actually respond on his perspective because the brother is literally in here backstage right now.
Wow.
As I'm taking video calls. Now, if that's okay, do you mind me bringing up Ace to let him say his point?
Oh my.
Ace, so I'm actually about to bring Ace up here to the forefront.
And we what's going on?
Ace, yo, Ace, what is popping with you, Ace? We got ACTV live in effect. What's up, Ace?
Hey, you know when you got to go to the basement and turn on the studio lights and say, what's up, man? What's going on?
Wow. Hey,
yo, nice to meet you officially.
Everybody knows this setup right here, Ace.
This yes, is sir. Incredible. How y'all been, brothers?
Good, man. We blessed. Good. Yeah, glad you joining us, man. Look, glad you got the production set up, too. And got that lighting going.
Yeah, and see, the thing about it is, Ace, I'm actually, it's interesting that you came up here. Shout out for you being on the Harley initiated video right now. Obviously, you know, Tony has made the way he feels and his stance clear about making sure that people are able to get the best guidance possible from the coaches and the experts in the space. And your platform actually was one that was mentioned. So what's your take and what's your perspective on what was stated?
So first, did you hear what was stated?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll rewatch it. You know, everybody, internet is funny. They tag you real fast. Here's the thing. I respectfully disagree with my brother there. And the reason why I disagree is because there are all sorts of people from all sorts of walks of life. While I understand your perspective as a married man, brother, and this is also tagged along to the Instagram post that you guys made a couple of weeks ago. While I do understand your perspective, there are so many people right now struggling with dating, getting in and out of situationships, relationships, getting their heart broken. And even then I can say to you, brother, that maybe you're out of touch there. You know what I'm saying? So there are people that I bring on my panel that have walked and touched all different parts of life. This woman may be able to speak to this particular experience. This man may be able to speak to that particular experience. And that might reach somebody in that audience a little bit differently than you can. It doesn't mean that it's better, worse, or indifferent. It just means there are different perspectives. To think that all human beings are monolithic, that our walks of life all take the same course and the same path, and that there's one set of advice to give to all different people, to me seems out of touch, and it disqualifies a lot of people's personal experiences. One of the things I want to correct real quick that I heard that was spoken, now that we know the name is on there, like, we do have married people on our panel. That was the most confusing part about the whole thing. There are married people, and there are actual relationship coaches and professionals that we bring. We have had therapists. We have had life coaches. We have had mentors. We have had people that are actively in the community be regular parts of our discussions. And so I just felt like it was a little bit of misinformation. And it comes from not actually, you know, observing what we got going on.
I observe what you have going on. But let me ask you this. What is the purpose of dating?
It depends on who you asking. If you ask me specifically, in
the scope of society, in the scope of family, what is the purpose of dating?
For some people, for a large percentage of the people, the scope of dating, if you're being intentional, is to find a husband or wife.
Correct. So,
but let me ask you this question, a follow-up question. Is that the reason why everyone dates?
Is that the reason
why everybody dates? Is that the reason?
But what I'm saying is we shouldn't promote what the devil doing. We shouldn't promote what is disadvantageous. So if someone is dating for sex, if someone is dating for fun, us as people with a platform should be promoting what is going to benefit society, not what is going to confuse society. So Albert Einstein said you cannot solve a problem from the same level it was created. So having people who are dating, talking to people who are dating, someone who's dating can't help someone who's dating because the goal of dating is marriage. So a married person can tell someone who is dating, this is what you need to look out for while you're dating. This is what you need to check off. This is what you need.
When the last time you've been actively dating multiple people? When the last time you've actively been dating? Like not your wife, but you've been in a dating market.
This is what you have to understand.
No, so it's the question. You asked me a very direct question. I gave you an answer.
I'm answering you. Go ahead. Now. Dating is principle based. It doesn't matter if it's 2023 or 1903. A relationship is based on principles, not the culture, not the trend, not the fad. Love does not change. Love stays the same because God is love and God does not change. Love is not contingent upon strip clubs and pornography and Instagram and social media. So the same way that my wife and I dated is the same way that people who will have a healthy marriage date today. But what you're trying to say is that we should date differently today because it's 2023. And that's not true because a relationship is based on principles. So now, what
is that? Before you go forward, let me say this. I want to be very clear here. Specifically, I said people are not monolithic. Right now, you're bringing in God, devil, the Bible, and those are your particular principles. And I respect that, brother. I grew up religious too. I respect what you're saying. Dating, the main purpose of dating, it should be to find a mate. People shouldn't have sex before marriage. From the biblical perspective, I understand your perspective, brother, but I'm not going to dismiss your perspective simply because it doesn't align with mine or this person's or that person. I think the particular problem isn't me saying that your take is wrong. I respect it. I enjoy listening to your content. But to say how things should work for all people and dismiss everyone else that doesn't speak your particular alignment, to me, it's irresponsible. And the reason I say that is because there are all sorts of people doing all sorts of things, loving all sorts of ways. And if you think that your way is the only way that works, brother, I commend you. I'm just saying there are people from all walks of life that need to hear other perspectives, either to solidify theirs or make them curious about another way that could work better for them. Brother, the one thing you said that was really interesting to me.
You're telling me is who you're working for.
You said what?
You're telling me who you're working for.
And that's why a lot of people.
But meaning you telling
when you. When you say that, what you're saying,
you're working to provide a platform for all of the voices, for all the different types of people, because people are not a monolith. So right. the voices that you are giving a platform to have no success if they are not in a healthy relationship.
I just told you that there are people on our panel that are married.
Exactly. That's not what's being posted.
Hey, I got a quick question here, Ace, because just to see if there's even any common ground, do you feel like there are some people who should not be putting out relationship content? Do you also feel like there is a group of people who you would deem unqualified to speak on these topics?
Personally?
Yes.
Man, you know, it's real interesting. I'm so busy with my play, brother, that I don't really look across the aisle. There are content creators that I don't particularly vibe with. I don't like their rhetoric. I don't like the way they speak to women in general. Yeah. Well, but there are pockets.
I'm not being specific about any one person. I just mean like,
yeah.
Do you more so? Because obviously Tony pretty much stands on, if you're not married, like you should not necessarily be putting out this work.
I think that's probably respectfully, man. I think that is,
or you just have to frame the conversation. You have to frame the conversation. You have to say, this is not relationship advice. This is my dating experience.
Brother, I don't really think that to your point, and to answer the question before, do I feel like that there are people that are not qualified to give general advice or relationship advice to a large percentage of the population? Absolutely. I think that there's people that are not qualified to my metrics. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a problem with somebody getting up here and saying, this is why I think this or I think that. But what I am saying is for us to not acknowledge the diversity in people.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
People and thought processes and ways in which relationships and love can work for many different people. That to me is hard to wrap my head around. That's the thing that I want to say. It's hard for me to wrap my mind around. It sounds elitist. It sounds like, you know what I'm saying? And then when you said something, Tony, respectfully, when you say you're working for the other side, brother, that's why a lot of people struggle. Cause I think you're implying that the other side is the devil, right? Is that what you're implying?
Meaning you're working for the other side of providing confusion. Because if you have six voices on a stage and there's six different messages, people leave more confused than they came. And if the people who we are seeing by the millions are not saying anything worthwhile, but it's a meaningless back and forth conversation that does not bring a solution, that does not help us build families, that does not help us better raise children, that does not help us climb the ladder as a people, as a group who are struggling economically, struggling relationally, struggling in every way. When we provide conversations that only bring confusion and don't bring clarity,
it really don't seem like, in my opinion, you actually pay much attention to what we got going on over here, brother. And that's respectfully saying when you can use the adjectives you want to use, and then you don't empty messages. You can use all these adjectives, but just because you're making these blanket statements, that's why I said it's dangerous. It's dangerous when you're making blanket statements, brother, without having all the factual information.
It's not a blanket statement.
You're making blanket statements, and you're putting people's names in it.
I'm living this as a husband and a father.
Your truth.
Which is successful for our
for you
and for our community. It's not just for me. Principles are principles. So,
right,
so
but your principle, you're not the only person with principles.
You're promoting casual sex. You're promoting hookup culture. Let me ask you this. You having a conversation. You watching me online. You say you appreciate my message. Why haven't you called me to your conversation?
You know what? Why he doing all that? Look, why he doing all that? Now listen.
You say you bringing all that. Why you not going to call somebody who got 3.5 million people online and have been in the trenches since 2007, but you bringing all the sides? You ain't bringing all the sides. You bringing the side that you want to bring. And then you trying to take me to task for my words, and you trying to hold me for every word, but you didn't catch that you just call what you doing a play. I call what I do purpose.
I don't know what you mean about a play.
You just said I'm so focused on my play.
My plate, P-L-A-T-E, plate. This is the last, I messaged you March 10th. Yo, would love to feature on my podcast. We're shooting April 28th, 29th. Any interest? And then it was like an automatic reply that said you don't receive messages. So I didn't attempt that way again. Well, brother, well, like, yeah, respect
media, bro. I got a website, man. You know how to reach me. I got a website. Man,
I'm 35, brother. We do things a little differently.
I'm 39, bro. Don't act like you at another generation.
So here's the thing. It sounds like we might be seeing TG on the next
tonight's conversation.
That's what it sounds like.
With just him and Ace, by the way. That's enough. That's enough for the stage. Yeah, just him and Ace.
Because you know you can't put this Ace. You know you can't put a brother like this on the stage with anybody that's even halfway single. Now here's the thing. Here's what I want to ask about this.
I don't mind being single people. What I'm saying is frame the conversation. We can't let it go out as relationship advice. This is a single experience, or this is a hookup experience, or this is I'm divorced and I'm telling you what went wrong in my marriage. But this is going out to the millions as relationship advice. And so what I'm saying is, if you send the message of a single man who is having sex with women and dating, if you send that message viral, give the equal pressure and push of the therapist that you say you have on there, or the married person that you say you have on there who is happy and healthy, and do that split test of A and B so that it balances the conversation. Anytime I see something from tonight's conversation, it's on the same side of the line, and it is very confusing. I don't know what I just heard, what the purpose of it was. It's a man arguing at a woman arguing at a man. And there's no solution. There's no takeaway. It's all sensationalism. And one thing that I know is happening is money is being made, but there's no progress being made. And then a lot of times, if it's progress, we're going to feel it. And so my thing is, I'm not with the confusion and the games. I'm very direct in what I say. I'm very real about what I stand on. And at this stage in our life, especially in the Black race, we need results. We need solutions. We need progression. We need
families
and marriage.
I want to respond to that because
are you married?
I'm not. Again.
So how do you have all these
conversations? Hey brother, I done let you get your long little monologues out, and I just want to respond. What I'm saying for you is I wish you would say I more when you speak. This is how I feel. This is what I think. This is the path. Because my only issue with what you're saying is you're not including that. Brother, if that works for you, great. But you have to understand the people that come ask questions at our shows, they're asking about them having casual sex. They're asking about this heartbreak that they didn't experience. They're asking about how do they find themselves again, how to have self-forgiveness, how to do this, that, and other. They're asking about a host of different things, brother. And sometimes I'm the most qualified person to speak to their experience or to give them advice on it. Sometimes it's Kitty. Sometimes it's Tripp, the person you said, oddly, never been that guy, but I've known Tripp since we were kids and he's always been that guy. My point I'm trying to make is it would probably benefit to do a little bit more homework here. You know what I'm saying? And that's me being respectful. Every clip that you've seen, every 60-second clip that you've seen may speak more about your algorithm than you think. Brother, we post a host of different clips. If you go down our page right now, you'll see 4 or 5 clips on forgiveness. You'll see 4 or 5 clips on motherhood. You'll see 4 or 5 clips on us progressing as Black people in this country. And my point is, even further, if you want to actually watch the episodes, you'll get a further context. Brother, I can't speak for your algorithm, brother. Yes, we post a whole bunch of different.
Let me finish.
I let you finish your monologues.
No, brothers. I just don't want you to put out false things because we do grab.
Like you are.
I'm just letting you know that it's not from my algorithm.
Right. So what I'm saying is, if you haven't properly, this is my thing, and you know I respect your work, and I would love to have you on the panel. I think. Even coming to a show, you would see how different of an experience than what you think it actually is, how it would be. But what I would say is this, whether it's your algorithm or not, whether it's people sending it to you or not, yes, we host and field a whole bunch of different questions from people from different walks of life and experiences. And so, yes, one question may be quote unquote sensationalized, but that was a real question from an audience member. this question may be like, man, how do I find my confidence again after postpartum depression? And that's a clip that got just as many viral views. This question might be about somebody having casual sex and being flown out. But this question was about a woman saying, you know what? I feel like a single mother, even though I'm married. What do I do? And that clip got 10, 15 million views too. I can't speak to just a few clips that you've seen. And so when you're using that to frame, hold on, excuse me. When you're using that to frame, and say, hey,
calm down though, bro. Because you're getting a little too much bass in your voice. So
Mr. Gaskins. Mr. Gaskins, when you first of all, here's the thing. Anybody has watched my videos know I talk that way. Brother, when you say some stuff like that, you know what you're saying, dog. What I'm saying is you got on a platform and you're spreading misinformation. You say don't spread misinformation about an algorithm, but you got on this platform and you've already admitted that you ain't really deep dived in our content and you speaking as if you know what we are doing. And so
Listen, I got a question.
That's what he's doing.
Let me ask you this question because we've got the super chats coming in. And I think this is a question that, you know, the chat really wants to know. And shout out to Beautify by Lorraine. She says, if the goal is marriage, how can someone give relationship advice that leads to a successful marriage if they are not married?
So the answer to the question is, if that person's individual goal is marriage, I want to first say that that person's individual goal is marriage, that's one thing. And for that being said, there are people to Tony's point that have navigated that course and can give better insight if the goal is to be married. And you can look at to their track history. This is why we have married people on our panel.
Okay.
But not everybody's goal in dating is marriage. Brothers, you know, for every one person that's dating to try to find marriage, there's three or four people dating just to find themselves. There's four or five people dating in an experimental way. There's six or seven people dating just to distract themselves from a heartbreak. So not everybody that's out here dating is dating to be married. And some people are dating just for fun. They're dating from a recreational sense. We can up here on this podcast say, oh, in a perfect world, everybody would be dating for marriage. But this world ain't perfect. Most of your listeners have been led on or misled or time has been wasted on somebody they thought was intentionally dating, but that person was just recreational or experimental dating. So my point is, yes, if the goal is marriage and two people link and both of their goals are united as marriage, yes, a spiritual path for that is spiritual advice is a good place to start. Somebody like Tony will be a great place to start. But getting to a person and finding a person and avoiding people that are not there to get you there, it's also a path too. And there are people that have been in this dating situation so long that they know how to recognize red flags a little bit better than people that haven't. And so those people have a voice too. And those people reach people too. So for us to act like we live in this idealistic world where everything is how it should be, and we're not dealing with a whole bunch of BS in this dating situation, I just think is out of touch, for real.
Let me say this, because it's some people in the chat now that's a little worried. The thing is, both of y'all are leaders in the space, regardless of who likes what. Both of y'all got millions of
Man, that man told me to take some bass out of my voice, and that crossed the line to me.
Listen, Ace, we're no, not
that living. Was crossing the line.
Cross the line when you got the bass in your voice, bro. You hear what I'm saying?
Bro, I always got bass in my voice.
Listen, guys, I really don't want to have to end this conversation.
Keep the love,
because I do got one more question. Because like I was saying,
I feel like that was unprofessional. It really was.
Hey, stop with the gaslighting. It was unprofessional with you yelling. So we having a conversation. Fellas. And what you got to realize is what I'm telling you is, I understand.
Yo, have you seen any of my videos, bro?
Yes, I've seen your videos.
How do I do my videos?
What did I say?
Wait, fellas, I don't want to get caught up in the conversation about this. Because
that's what I try to tell y'all, though. This is what I try to tell y'all. If y'all want to bring Ace on here, let Ace come on here and talk. If you bring me on here, let me talk. Because where God brings clarity, the devil brings confusion. All this is
you go again, bro.
More people. And so I stand on what I stand on, bro. I draw a line in the sand. You trying to placate to everybody and they mama. I don't care about what this lifestyle, that lifestyle. I'm focused on what's better for the people. And one thing that I see is that a two-parent household with healthy love is always going to be a child's choice if they have a choice. If they forced to be with one parent, then they will accept that. But if they want, if they get to choose, they're going to say, I want two parents in the home exemplifying love, supporting me. I could talk to this parent about this. I could talk to that parent about this. Life is not about doing what makes us feel good and what we want. Life is about purpose, and it's about doing what hurts sometimes. Life is about doing what we have to do, not what we want to do. Do you think as a man that I just want? It's not that I just want to be with one woman. I have to die out to myself. I have to crucify my flesh for the good of my family, for the good of society, for the betterment of the world. So, yes, somebody may want to just hook up. Somebody may be dating to heal. But when they want to do that, we need to be there to say, hey, you should not be dating to heal. You need to heal before you deal. You should not be dating to just hook up because you are having sexually transmitted diseases and you can catch a physically transmitted disease that all.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
This is your life. So it's not about just giving a platform. Not everybody want to live life legally, but we don't need to give a platform to people who want to live illegally. Not everybody want to do half of the things right, but we don't need to give them a platform for the sake of let's let everybody speak. When they speaking from their mess, when they speaking from their brokenness, when they speaking from their pain. So it's a time and a place for everything. And you give a space to people who are doing what is good for society as a whole. It's not just about making money. It's not just about touring and being famous. And the thing about it is if you're having these conversations every night on tonight's conversation and the conversation is productive, then you should be able to see one of the multiple millions of women who are qualified to be your wife. So if your own conversations can't help you find your wife and settle down and be married and have a family with your wife, then what is the point of these conversations if the creator can't even benefit from it? So brother, that's my point.
Ace,
brother, Ace, hold on. Let me respond to them. Hold on. No, let me respond to my man.
No, I got you. I want you to give a closing statement here because we're going to wrap this one up. And Ace, if you really want to have another conversation continued, we're going to talk outside of this, but please go ahead and give your closing statement here so we can continue the show.
What I'm saying is my man right there just throwing a whole bunch of he don't know what he's talking about around. I'm in a committed relationship.
You sure?
I'm working. Brother, I let you, every time I start to talk, you want to interrupt. I didn't interrupt you. I let you get your stuff off, bro. I even let you say you got too much bass in your voice. I let you get the whole little rah-rah out. What I'm trying to tell you is what my particular issue here is when you speak, brother, you're dismissing a whole bunch of other voices just because it doesn't sound like yours. What I said in the beginning of this conversation is I respect your voice, brother. It resonates with me because that's the way I grew up. So I've been a fan of yours for a while. I was disappointed in your clip, though. Because what you are saying is I have the only way to make this work. I and voices like me is how this can be more successful. No one is disagreeing about two parent households. This is something we talk about routinely on tonight's conversation. No one is disagreeing with safe sex. We talk about that routinely, brother. We talk about routinely heal before you start dating. Find who you are before you link yourself with somebody. Identify your identity before you merge yours with another person. These are things we consistently talk about. My ending thought to you, man, is I would suggest before name dropping, maybe you do a little bit more research. And if you don't want to do more research, then maybe don't name drop. That's all I'm simply saying to you, brother, because I felt like even through talking to you now, I feel like you even admitted that you're not even tapped in. And if you're not tapped in, why are you giving opinions about things you ain't tapped in on? You the one that brought my name up, brother. You the one that keep bringing up money and fame and all this different stuff when you don't even know why my purpose is this. You ain't sat and had one conversation with me, but you insinuating on the internet, that's why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I feel like that's disrespectful man to man, brother, because I ain't never spoke ill on your name online. I respect what you doing. Show some respect for other people that's doing similar things just for different people, brother. That's all I'm saying. And if you want to speak like that, cool. But you got to understand people might have a problem with it. And I have a problem because I feel like you're misinformed.
Well, Ace, listen, First of all, I appreciate you for coming up here and us having conversations as men that have two different perspectives and still able to talk it out today. Listen, I'm going to hit you up outside of this conversation, but thank you so much for coming up on the platform. Your first time on Harlan Initiated. Thank you very much, brother. Okay.
Appreciate you, Ace.
All right. It's on. Peace.
Yes, sir.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Complete your staining project with Pittsburgh Paints and Stains now at Menards. Stain in one coat with Ultra Advanced Semi-Transparent Stain. It's a stain and sealant in one that can be applied to damp wood and on hot, sunny days, allowing you to clean and stain your deck in one day. Save big money on Pittsburgh Paints and Stains and head into Menards to get your staining project started today. Save.